Our livestock markets recently have been reacting to the lower corn prices. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Brad Coima is with Coima, Coima & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa. He has been watching the cattle market turn a little bit stronger. That's mainly due to the sharply lower grain prices. And he's watching what's going on along the U.S. and Mexico border.
That softer corn market, new contract low kind of corn deal, cheap feed, encourages, feeder cattle purchasing. So I think that there's some strength that came from that as well. Some leadership from the cash and as well as some of the feeder cattle stuff.
I know we've been watching and listening closely to the screwworm issue and the border reopening here effective on Monday. A lot of talk about where we stand with our export business, but also a lot of concern about our import business when it comes to cattle.
Well, you're right, and typically I don't dwell a lot on this import-export thing, but I don't know how you can ignore some of the data right now. The market's not trading this data right now. The market's trading tight supplies and stuff like that, but I couldn't help but notice the data that came out this morning. Our exports are worthless, down 72% to China, to give you an example, and China's a pretty big deal. Imports from Brazil alone are up over 400%.
Wow.
So let me give you another way to put it in perspective. So year to date, first 5 months that we have data on, 6 months, beef production in the U.S. is down about 300 million pounds. At the same time, imports are up a little over 700 million pounds. Again, like I said, we're not trading that right now, and I know the whole import-export issue is polarizing. I don't know either why you can't label on it. I mean, my goodness, every time I eat an apple, I have to peel a label off it. How complicated can this be to figure out where your meat's coming from? Like I said, I don't think we're trading that today, but there may be a day where we talk about how the imports have made up for the shortfall of production.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.